Paul Goody, dun-dun, is calling Ben Lawrence, bum-bum, in a house where everyone else is sleeping, bum-bum, but shouldn't be sleeping because they're going on a trip in 1 hour, bum-bum, but he's still being somewhat quiet because he's afraid to actually wake anyone up. Hey, Ben Lawrence, how's it going?
How's it going?
Good. So, as we know, it's noon my time.
Yeah.
And at 1 p.m. my time, we are leaving to go to a scarecrow festival.
A scarecrow festival?
Yeah. You know now, the pigs
is that a,
in
is
Seattle?
Is that a festival for scarecrows?
You remember the pigs in Seattle?
Yeah.
For those of you who don't remember the pigs in Seattle, Seattle had a series of pig statues around at different locations in the town or city, as some people like to call it. And
some might call it a bustling metropolis.
Yes, indeed. And people would go and take pictures and like vote on which one they thought was best and all that. Same concept, except scarecrows. And so,
are these scarecrows made by local farmers, and they're just set up in town, or are they like artisan scarecrows?
I think
not that
artisan
I'm saying
scarecrows.
Farmers can't be that's, artists, but you know what I mean.
That's my thought. I think it's art.
Yeah,
art people making them. That's my guess. We will see if I am correct at some point.
I was in Shawnee, Oklahoma, this past summer. And they had something similar to the Seattle pigs. They had horses, statues of of horses around town. And I think they'd been there for a while because I don't know if you remember about the Seattle pigs. Those left. I think they were bought at auction, and so the pigs aren't around town anymore. They were only around town for less than a year, even maybe even just a couple of months.
Yeah,
but the horses in Shawnee, man, you can't tame a wild horse statue.
Yeah. Wild horses couldn't drag the wild horses away. You know, so here's the thing. There is this is probably the most exciting episode ever because there is real-time tension in the episode.
Uh-oh. Andy, between you and me?
No. Sorry. Ben, I'm calling you out. No. Andy, friend of the podcast, is going with us on the Scarecrow Expedition.
Okay.
Andy has texted me several times warning me about the fact that there is a Cardinals game today. Because
yeah, they're
when
in the playoffs.
When there's a Cardinals game, there's traffic. Now,
traffic.
We have discussed that traffic in this area of the country is very less.
You've gone
traffic.
Soft on me, Goody.
No. This is my point. So Jennifer is driving.
Yeah.
And Jennifer knows or has her own definition of traffic, which is usually the traffic that one finds in a bustling metropolis. Not traffic on the outskirts of a city that you know, granted, maybe has less lanes in their highways or whatever. I don't know. But the thing is, So he's like, okay, Betty and Andy's kid are having a sleepover.
Yeah.
And they're still in bed right now. And Jennifer is still in bed right now. So everyone is sleeping except for me.
It's noon. Well, what am I saying? I'd probably still be in bed too.
Yeah. Well, you know, a sleepover. Stay up late. Have fun.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you know. I, as we've already established, wake up at 6:30, no matter what I've done the night before. I don't know how it happened, but it does.
And even on the weekends, you still pop out of bed.
Yeah, I went to bed at 12:30 last night.
and woke up at 6:30. Which might be why this whole, like I said, he's worried that we're going to get stuck in traffic. So he says we should leave as early as possible. And I say, well, I have my podcast. And that's happening.
Oh, so that's a little bit of tension.
The main tension is this, that, this podcast lasts an hour. This podcast started at noon. He wants to be picked up at the library at 1. Whether or not that happens is going to be on this podcast.
Well,
because there'll be a real time thing.
Where? Okay. Where is the library? Is the library in the city?
No. The library is 5 minutes away from where we are. So what I'm saying.
And where is the Scarecrow Festival?
Oh, an hour away.
Is the Scarecrow Festival in the city or past the city?
It is past the city, and you don't actually, as far as I can tell, you don't actually have to go through the city to get to the Scarecrow Festival.
And what? So you're picking him. What time is the game?
Okay. So this is the thing. Now I was prepared for this. So I'm going to read you. This might be a breach of etiquette, but I'm going to read you our texts.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to read me like the sports time.
No. I'm going to read you the texts.
Okay.
Okay, so this is yesterday at 8:33 p.m. Central Time. My mom wanted to inform us that there is a Cardinal playoff game tomorrow at 1. To which I replied, okay, I let Jennifer know. Did you watch Carnival Row? No, I'm just starting it. Pretty good. Okay, so that was that. And then today at 9:28 a.m. 1 p.m. still? And I wrote back, that's still the plan. And then nothing. My guess is that he had hoped that when I told Jennifer about the baseball game, that she would have amended our plan.
Well, here's what I have to say about all this.
Well, there's still more, just so you know.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's almost done. So today, this is at 10:49. Want to check out that thing at the library first? And I write, I've got my podcast from noon until 1 p.m., and I'm hoping to leave right afterwards. Since we're all going in the same car, I figure we can stop at the library first if folks want to. To which he replies, probably the earlier we leave, the better, with the ball game happening. I will be there, meaning our house, at 1 p.m. Sounds good. And then he asks me if I will actually bring his kid's stuff and pick him up at the library. And I say, yes, I will. And that's where we've ended.
Well,
so... Yes.
There's probably going to be more traffic than normal, but I don't think you're going to run into baseball playoff traffic because the game will have already gotten underway even before you get to the city.
Now, here's the thing. This is exactly what I thought, right? Because, yeah. And this is why I read this whole thing out. My mom says that there will be a Cardinal playoff game tomorrow at 1. I think... that we have experienced a little game of telephone, because I looked, and it looks like the Cardinal playoff game is actually at 3:10 p.m.
Oh, really?
And that this is what I think happened. I think that he said to his mom, hey, we're going to be leaving to go to the Scarecrow Festival at 1. And she said, oh, well, you should be careful because there's going to be a game. And he just took that to mean that the game was going to be at 1. At which point in time, I, as you said, also rightfully went, well, I mean, if it starts at 1, they're all going to be at the stadium.
Yeah.
But here's the bigger thing, and this, again, comes from living with Jennifer for a long period of time. If this had been me 10 years ago, well, even maybe, you know, you'd have to ask her, but probably even maybe 5 years ago, I would have been like, oh no, what are we going to do? Now I'm like, okay, well, maybe we'll be in traffic for a little bit.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's the other thing I want to ask is there like, do they close the gates of the Scarecrow Festival at a certain point? Are you not going to get in if you're a little late?
And again, this is why I told you what the Scarecrow Festival was, because the Scarecrow Festival is the town has a lot of scarecrows around in it.
Yeah, they're not taking tickets at every entrance point in the town.
Right, you don't pay for anything. You just drive around the town and go, hey, look, there's another one of them scarecrows. So, but still, we are nearing 12:15, a quarter of the time of the podcast, almost already done. Oh, I'm jumped the gun a little bit. I guess it's actually we have another 4 minutes. Before a quarter of the podcast is done. But still, can you feel it? The tension ratcheting up? What's going to happen, Ben?
I don't know, man. That's for you to decide. Keep me posted when this all plays out.
B-plot, by the way. A subplot.
Yeah.
Plot B. Edward, once again, missed the pee-pee pad and pooped on the floor.
On purpose? Is he mad at you guys?
I don't think he's mad at us. I think that he just doesn't. I don't know. I don't want to say that he's dumb, but I think he's just missing a little bit of it. Like, he gets it, and when he gets it, he's really happy. I'm really happy. But I think what happens is he poops on the floor and is like, oh no. I forgot about it. But the big thing is that this time I was barefoot and I stepped on it.
Ah, rite of passage.
And that was the worst. And now I don't know where he is.
You're not a true pet owner until you accidentally step in a little present that your pet left you.
Yeah. And we're talking... Okay. Yeah, we're talking... you know, like, I've done it before, but it's been... old and sort of solid.
Right.
This was awful. That's all I can say. So I had to steam clean the carpet, and she slept through it. All right, now, new development.
Yeah.
It is now 12:15, and it sounds
like... Did you just receive another text?
The children are awake.
Ah.
Now, they aren't out here or anything, but nobody's asking them to be.
Yeah, but still, you can hear them talk.
I can hear them talking.
Yeah.
Anyhow, other news. Maybe not next time, but close to next time, maybe. I might have a new recording setup.
Oh, really?
Because me and Jennifer, are finally setting up her audio studio.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So,
are you devoting an entire room to this setup?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing, right? It's gonna be. I'm gonna walk down so I can talk about it. It's gonna be in the basement.
Okay.
I've
been in your basement.
So okay, you know where the mud room is, the actual room with the dirt.
Yes.
Okay, it's to the right of that, where the furnace and all that kind of stuff is. We have a mattress down there, and the mattress is going to work with blocking the sound from there. And then we're going to try to hang like moving blankets or something.
Yeah.
Which will... keep the sound from the walls from bouncing around. And then We'll have a computer. The old computer. So this is the thing, basically. This is what we did. We have an old computer that we got basically when Betty was a baby or a toddler. I want to say. It's at least 10 years old.
Right.
And
pretty old for a computer.
Yeah. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put Unix on it. And use it specifically to run audio program.
Right.
So.
Well, you'll also want it to be internet enabled so she can send files and receive files and all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing. The whatever you call it, the Ethernet cable is going to be like, you know, run along the ground and then through a hole in the floor that somebody dug or somebody opened before, through a hole in the floor and then into the basement. And I myself, Paul Goody, am creating this gigantic Ethernet cable. I already created a very long Ethernet cable, and it worked out great. Basically, what I did was, instead of going to Best Buy and getting an Ethernet cable, which is what I was going to do,
right?
I was like, wait a second, I know how to terminate Ethernet cable.
Yeah.
I don't have to buy a cable. I could just buy. So I bought a box of 5E cable.
Yeah.
And terminated both ends, and it works. So I figure I can do the same thing on the very, very, very long cable that will go from the upstairs to the basement.
Yeah, I've done that. So, I did that. I had to learn how to terminate Cat6 when I worked at this video production company on Capitol Hill.
Wow! Yeah,
It was very exciting when it finally worked.
Yeah, you're like, I did it! Hey,
I did it! I did something.
Yep. It really does. I can
contribute to society in some small way.
Yep, exactly. I felt really good about it myself. I'm guessing the answer is no, but let's check to make sure. Are there any corrections for this week?
Let me alt-tab over, and it looks like there are.
Oh my goodness, look at that. Well, that's awesome. Then let me get into the spiel of things. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, so you might have mentioned or might have heard me say to Ben, I think that this is allowed when I read texts that I received. There's a general rule here that we don't look stuff up. I thought that that would be okay because I wasn't really looking anything up. It was something that I had already received. Loophole technicality, but in general, Ben and I don't look up things on the internet. We don't plan the show. We don't know what we're going to talk about. And so everything you hear, again, is us trying to go against the concept of being Wikipedia smart, quote unquote, where you don't actually know something. You just know how to look things up. We try to do as best as we can things from our own brains and our poor education that we have received in our lives. But that means we get things wrong. And what happens when we get things wrong? Well, we want this to be, as we've stated before, a record for future generations to listen to and find out what life was like in the early 21st century. And we don't want them to have wrong information. So what we ask is that they continue to listen to podcast after podcast after podcast. And what we will do is we will correct things that we got wrong by crowdsourcing, having our listeners write to us at bensemail@yahoo.com@gmail.com tell us what we got wrong. But as we've learned, no one listens to this podcast, rightfully so. I mean, I'm not upset about it. Luckily my wife, Jennifer Pratt, Jennifer Fact Checker, does listen. One of the many reasons why sometimes she earns the moniker Long Suffering, but also she earns the moniker Jennifer Fact Checker, because she writes in and tells us what we got wrong in previous episodes. And Ben, let's go ahead and find out what we got wrong today in a little segment we like to call Corrections.
Corrections.
Ding. Ding.
We were talking about the whole Felicity Huffman college tuition scandal. She was just sentenced. I don't remember what sentence she had, but it was a punishment was decreed for Ms. Huffman.
And I believe that the reason we brought it up is because we were asking whether or not William H. Macy got in trouble, and if he didn't, why not?
Correct.
Because isn't that his problem also? Right.
Like, you know, through richer or poor, till death do us part kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So number one, Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy are still married. The question of why Bill has not been, a little bit of formality there in Jennifer's part. The question of why Bill has not been charged has been the subject of much speculation, but it most likely comes down to this. Bill was not materially involved in the process. Felicity was the one handling the whole kids going to college thing, and he was just waiting for her to tell him what school the tuition checks need to be made out to.
Gotcha.
And then there's a parenthetical here. I'm not going to fix that dangling participle. The sentence would become extremely unwieldy if I did. So yeah, I guess he was just it's like in the dark.
Yeah.
You know, in retrospect, good on him for not being involved, but in the moment, like, why don't you care where your kid goes to college, Bill? Be more involved in the process.
I see myself probably falling into that category a little bit, but luckily, throughout our lives, Jennifer has, I'm not going to say forced, but strongly encouraged me to get more involved in stuff like that, and I have.
Here's a question, and good for you, Paul, but here's a question that I have going, diving deeper into the Felicity, William H. dynamic. Yeah. I don't know if the aforementioned college student is William H. Macy's or if it's Felicity Huffman's from a previous marriage.
Oh,
like, is it his kid, even?
Very good point. I don't know. Well, see, this is what happens
when you
fire off on ideas without knowing the full story. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
So that's it. There's a second correction. It's more of an editorial.
Okay.
And she says, something weird happened with the recording this time. Lots of echoes on both ends, mostly of Ben, so I'm thinking it was the headphones Paul was using, maybe? Keep it wrong, guys. So I have an explanation for why my audio sucked last week.
Please. And was it my fault or is it not my fault?
No, it was not your fault.
Yay! Okay, moving on. No, go ahead. What's going on?
So what happened was I was at home, like I'm at home now, and I'm using this little Tascam recorder. And I'm sure much like the recorder you have, there are settings. So for it can be the XLR input, the line input, a unidirectional mic, or an omnidirectional mic.
Yes.
And I have it just sitting on my desk because the omnidirectional mics are on the front, on the top, and just facing up. And so I'm like, I just set it on my desk, and I just talk in its general direction, and it's going to be fine. Because I can't touch it because it's kind of dumb because you can hear a lot of, like, noise if I handle it while I'm talking. Like, for instance, I'm picking it up now. I'm moving it around in my hands.
Oh, and God, on the stop. It sounds awful. I can't hear it.
On the recording, you'll probably be able to hear that. The unidirectional mics just stick straight out from the top.
Mm-hmm.
And so last week, I accidentally had it set to the unidirectional mics and not the omnidirectional mics. And so the sound it was recording was basically getting bounced off of the front of my Mac Mini at home.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In fact, eagle-eared listeners.
how good is an eagle's hearing? Probably pretty good, I would say.
Eagle-eared listeners, if they go back through the show last week, might even be able to hear the moment when I discovered it, because I probably just said under my breath, oh crap, or god damn it, just for no reason at all, like while you were talking.
Wait a second. I think I heard that, and I just assumed that it was something that I had done.
You always assume that, and which, you know, it usually is something that you've done. But this time it was when I noticed that the setting was wrong on the recorder, and but I'm like, I'm not going to change it halfway through. That'll be dumb.
Okay, Ben.
But it was most of the way. I didn't notice it until like we had 10 minutes left in the show. So I'm like, all right, I'll just leave it as is, and it is what it is, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of audio problems. I just want to point out, you might have heard me start to say something when we started doing corrections. What I was going to say was this. I added a snap on corrections, which now is going to make lining us up even more difficult.
And you added a snap?
I was like, corrections, ding. I snapped at one point. So there's going to be a brief jump in audio. Now we're gonna. It's almost the halfway mark. I'm gonna do something really quick.
I'm gonna get more coffee.
Hey, I'm gonna open the door for a second. So we are meeting Andy at the library. Okay. And so you have to get all of your stuff put together. Now don't answer me, because as long as your voice isn't on the podcast, I don't have to get a release from you. So just nod if you understand me. You're going to have to get all your stuff together and bring it with us.
Blink once okay. If you're awesome. In trouble.
Okay, so that's all set. And now, speaking of all set, it's time for the second pretty much regular feature. Ben, as you know, I am still not on Twitter.
Yeah.
Doing pretty well, staying off. But it means I know nothing about what's going on in the world. So I want you to quiz me, Ben, on the top news stories of the day and see if I can find out if I know something about them.
Well, Jesus, I don't know if I know the top news stories of the day. I've kind of had my head down at work.
Oh, no.
But I guess the biggest thing is still just piggybacking on the news of last week, which just keeps snowballing. And I don't know how to quiz you on it because we already talked about it.
Oh, is it the Ukraine thing?
It is the Ukraine thing. Okay. yeah,
Oh, actually, you know what? I do know something about this.
What do you know?
And this comes from... okay. Again, this is how I get exposed to the news. So I'm looking on Reddit. All of my Reddit stuff is funny stuff, right?
Yeah.
Funny stuff or interesting facts or things like that. I don't have any current event things. But I saw a video of Nickelback's photograph. And so I was like, huh, why is this in, you know, unexpected? Yeah, because that's
right.
I think that was the subreddit it was on. So one of my subreddits that normally Nickelback would not be on. So I played it, and it's a picture of who I assume is Joe Biden, his son, and some Ukrainian guy. And the reason I know that is because in the video, they've labeled the people. So that's the idea is that... and then there was a thing about Donald Trump. So what I'm guessing from all of this is that Donald Trump either tweeted himself or tweeted a link to some photographic, so he's doubling down saying that this is information that people should know.
Yeah.
And that's why I was talking to these people. That's my guess.
I don't know. I know that happened. I don't know all the details. I think he retweeted somebody who like used that Nickelback video to further implicate the Bidens and the Ukrainian scandal.
So then somebody else,
I think, put yeah, I don't think
into my feed, and oh, that's annoying. I don't need that. Sorry, Ben. Can you hear this?
Yeah, it's all right.
That was Edward barking at Betty, which he does a lot.
So Donald Trump.
So we are at the 12:30 mark. I am now sitting next to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. Hey. So it's 12:35. Andy wants us to go pick him up at the library. And he wants to let me know that we should leave as early as possible because of the baseball game.
Okay. But he knows that you are on a podcast.
Yes.
Okay, great.
So there's that. I think it's going to be okay. If we are stuck in traffic for like an ungodly amount of time, I will apologize to everyone. That's what I think also. Okay.
And you know, unless you're driving right past the stadium, you're probably going to be fine.
Yeah, yeah. It really is important to note that traffic here is like a slowdown is the same as traffic here. Like if your car can't drive the speed limit, you're stuck in traffic.
Let's just go back to that Nickelback thing for a brief moment just to finish it off. So from what I understand, Donald Trump retweeted somebody who used that bit of video, and then Nickelback said, don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, so they Nickelback They're took like, a stand on the, Nick, on
Nickelback
the video.
Nickelback said, we do not appreciate Nazis and the president using our video to advance their cause. Please take it down.
To which the president replied, Nickelback's still around? I'm kidding. This is the thing, and I think I've never made a formal statement on this, but it is, I don't think I have, and if I ever have, I do apologize. The Nickelbackification of joke telling. The idea that there is just a subject, and if you bring up the subject, all of a sudden it's a joke.
Right.
Like, someone says, Hong Kong is having trouble with the Chinese government, but at least they don't have Nickelback. And then everybody laughs because...
Right. Because Nickelback.
Yeah. And I never understood really what... I mean, the music isn't that different than the music that was going on at the time. Is it because the name is...
I heard... It's a football term, I believe. But I heard that there is one person responsible for the universal hatred of Nickelback.
I want to know this.
Who is it? And you know who this person is.
Do I know them personally or
no? You don't know them personally. We might have actually met this person at one point in the back parking lot of the Moore Theater.
Is it Brian Posehn?
It is Brian Posehn.
Oh, I said his name wrong, and we did meet him. Yeah, we did meet him. We talked to him for a while.
Yeah. I heard something. I think he might have been on like a talk show that I was watching where he talked about how he started the whole Nickelback thing just because.
Oh. Wow, that's crazy.
I'll have to go look that up after we're done here to see if I'm actually right.
Oh, and we can't bring up the fact that we saw the Mr. Show thing without stating again what a great guy John Ennis was.
John Ennis, the nicest guy in sketch comedy.
So nice and was like, hey, you guys, if you want to do something, let me like really was interested in, and we never followed up with him, but he gave...
Well, I don't think he gave us any contact information, but it was also an illustration of you never know who you're talking to. John yeah. Ennis didn't. John Ennis wasn't like bigger than himself in that moment. He was like, "I'm talking to two guys in Seattle who do sketch comedy. You never know; they may be the next Bob and David." So,
yeah.
So let's you know.
Oh, and I want to say the thing that he gave us, it wasn't his own personal contact information. It was there was a website that he had that he was using to coordinate ideas with people. So it was pretty cool. So whenever Edward barks at Betty, what I've asked her to do is just pick him up, because it will, demasculate, what's the word, emasculate him? So he'll be like, oh, right, I can be picked up by this person.
And so when he barks, you ask who to pick him up?
Betty. Because he's barking at Betty.
Right.
And I want Betty to pick him up. And like snuggle him and be like, "Oh, you're so fierce."
He's never like bit her or anything, has he?
What's that? No, never. Never.
No.
He play bites people sometimes. Oh, this is something.
Well, dogs can get pretty mouthy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was a woman at work. An older woman who had like a bite mark on her arm. And she said that it was from her son's pit bull.
Ouch.
Who was just playing, and she's like, you know, I'm old and my skin is really thin. And if I hadn't have had Edward, I would have been like, what are you talking about? You know, but now I know exactly what she's talking about. Because Edward, when he plays, he'll like put his mouth on you.
Yeah,
like that. And if you're an older person, and it's a bigger dog, I can totally see how
powerful jaws like a pit bull.
Yeah, with a huge boxy head, I can see how that would work. News that David Lynch might be in talks to do season 4. With Showtime?
Of Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks. And then also, you're still doing the Perfect Bound podcast, right?
Yeah, every week at perfectboundpodcast.com.
So here's something that I've discovered that you might already know about. Oh, boy. Okay, I got a note from Andy. are there food trucks stands there? And I'm going to say, I'm not sure. Sure. The whole town has scarecrows. Scarecrows.
So there's probably restaurants or something if you want to get food.
Everywhere. Not like one centralized location as far as I can tell. They have restaurants. Thanks, Ben. Sorry about that. I got derailed. What were we talking about?
David Lynch doing season four on Showtime.
And then the other thing is, you do the Perfect Bound podcast, comic book based, podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Watchmen, series that HBO is having.
Yeah, I've not heard too much about it, but I know that it's happening.
So here's the thing. Anytime that anybody does anything with the Watchmen property, it gets like everybody gets a little ooky about it because,
yeah,
you know, Alan Moore, writer of Watchmen, always dislikes other people doing stuff with his work, usually, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
Little grumpy about it. From what I saw, again, this comes from me being on Reddit, rave reviews for some people watched some of the Watchmen video And they saw it.
Well, with a TV series, of course, you have more time to delve deeper into the subject matter than you do in a 90-minute movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, I never saw the movie.
Well, it's not based on the comic. I mean, it's based on the comic, but it's not covering the comic. It takes place 30 years later.
The movie?
Yeah. No, the TV show.
Oh, the TV show. I see.
Yeah, the TV show is...
Oh, so then no pressure. It's just in-world.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so he is informing me that he might just grab a hot dog. There. At the library.
I'm glad you told everybody.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Everybody who's listening, Andy is planning on eating a hot dog at the library.
What? I didn't know they sold hot dogs at the library. What's he gonna have on his hot dog?
Sounds good. I don't know the food plan. The food plan of others. I ate at 11 a.m. What are you getting? I think we might have to make a rule that I don't text Andy while we're doing the podcast. What are you getting
this is riveting.
On your hot dog?
Just say the people want to know.
The people want to know. Okay. So
and be sure to let us know.
A quarter till the time. Yeah. When, and let's see the state of... I'm going to go around and see the state of the house and the people. Hey, are you guys going to be ready to leave in 15 minutes?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, me too.
Okay. The children are ready.
That was fast.
Well, they will be ready. Sorry. And now, let's see, Jennifer. Jennifer has not gotten up. What? She is staring at me. What? Are you going to be ready to leave in 15 minutes? Sure. Okay. Oh, no, I am introducing tension into the podcast.
What?
Yeah,
I'm introducing tension into the podcast.
Oh, I see.
Will we be leaving in time to pick up Andy at the library?
Oh, my God.
Jennifer, Andy is getting a hot dog at the library. He wanted to know if we've eaten. He's getting a hot dog at the library. We've asked what he's getting on his hot dog. So far, no answer.
Oh, my goodness.
But we're going to get back to hearing what kind of hot dog that is.
Did you get
the
my
great
stuff?
Hot dog tension of 2019?
For the podcast?
Did I get your corrections?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Don't touch me. I have to pee.
Okay. All right. So, Jennifer is now up. We're getting close. We're all almost ready.
Almost. Let's see. You have 14 minutes until one, but you called a little late, so you've got 17 minutes in terms of the show clock.
Oh no, 17 minutes. Okay, well we'll be a little bit late. That's fine. That's fine. Nobody cares. Oh no, another text. All right, Ben, are you ready?
Wait. Hey, we have to set this moment up. It's a momentous occasion.
Oh no. Wait a second. Andy says, in a perfect world, chili, relish, onions, mustard, shredded extra sharp cheddar. So he's describing his perfect hot dog to us, but what?
But not what he's actually getting.
What options are actually available?
I think we should have theme music for this, and it should go, the hot dog, ding!
Yeah, I like it. Is it a hot dog stand? Wait, is there a hot dog stand for sure?
I think he also needs to answer the question, what's the Dewey Decimal Number of a hot dog?
Are you hoping there's one? One. Question mark. Is this a library hot dog? Library hot dog. Or a third party.
Edwardsville Public Hot Dog Stand.
Edwardsville Public Hot Dog is not a bad service. speaking of Edwardsville Public Hot Dog, it's Edward. Hey, Edward. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, you named your dog after your own city.
Hey, it's Edwardsville. We're just living in it.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's such a good boy, even though he poops when he shouldn't. Well, not when he shouldn't, where he shouldn't.
Where he shouldn't.
A dog should poop whenever a dog needs to poop, really.
I was walking through Cal Anderson Park the other day, and Cal Anderson is not technically an off-leash area, but the people of Capitol Hill have just decided it is.
Yeah.
And I don't see a lot of Parks Department people policing it. Even though every time I see a dog off leash there, I always get reminded of the time I got yelled at by a Parks Department guy because I had a dog off leash on the playfield at like 10 o'clock in the morning when there wasn't any games on.
Oh,
but that's beside the point. So I was walking through Cal Anderson Park, and there's this guy who had a chocolate lab. And he walked to a certain section of the park.
Who was he? Willy Wonka? Hey! Sorry, go on.
He walked to a certain section. He walked to a certain section of the park and let the dog off the leash. And the dog looked so excited, and it like ran around in circles forever. And it like it was finding the perfect spot to poop. And it took like, I don't know, like 30 seconds for the dog to finally decide where it should you know drop a deuce.
Oh man,
and it was the cutest thing. Not actually when the dog was pooping, but when it was like running around in circles and getting ready. It looked like the highlight of this dog's day.
Ben, I'm texting you. I'm sorry, Andy. Andy got back to us.
Okay,
it is a library hot dog, but I think I'm looking at this. It looks like a food truck. So I'm gonna say. He says it's a library hot dog, but I think he just means that it's on the library premises.
That's more of a food trailer.
Does Zep the dog. Place have a name? Because we're going to give it a shout out if it does. The only thing that could be better, of course. Is if we leave and the podcast is still going on and we get a chance to interview Andy about his hot dog. But I don't think that's... I'd like to have him on the next episode.
To talk about just the hot dog episode?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm wondering if the name is connected to the word Zeb at all. Because there's a Zeb dog and a Zeb dog loaded.
Oh. Well, this right here, this is the Roots Festival menu. Roots? Goshen's? Oh, it's the Goshen Butcher Shop. Okay. Ben.
Looks tasty, though.
The Goshen Butcher Shop is, okay, do you remember when we were in Edwardsville together? Did I show you the cow, or was the cow gone?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
There was a cow. There was a butcher shop that had a cow on against Bart Simpson's wishes, as we know, above its shop that got stolen.
Okay.
You know, it was a big prank. Yeah, magnet.
Like from the local college or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that butcher shop got bought by some younger guys, and it's now been renamed the Goshen Butcher Shop. And I don't know if they have the cow anymore, but they have set up the hot dog. So there you go. Wow. Goshen is a term for this area that a Baptist priest coined.
Does it have any significance? What does it mean?
The land of Goshen is like a religious thing, I think. It's in the Bible. And so he said that this land was prosperous, like the land of Goshen or whatever.
If you want to
like, you know, let people know that you're kind of in the know about this area.
In the notion?
You name it. So like there's a Goshen Guns, there's a Goshen Road, you know, that kind of thing.
I am an unlearned man when it comes to the word of God. So this is a new term for me.
Yeah. Speaking of a new term for you. Hey, Betty.
Oh, God.
Okay. So Betty is arriving. She's been eating chips. Hey, Betty, how's it going?
It's going okay. How are you?
I am very good. Now, Ben, I almost hate to bring this up on the podcast, but Betty and Edward have a very tumultuous relationship right now.
Yeah. So I hear.
Now he will still lick her hand when she pets him, but I'm wondering if we can get into just a little bit. Edward, what's the deal? Why are you so freaked out about Betty? Oh, you can't see it, Ben, but his little ears went up and now he's licking my fingers.
I'm wondering if so he's like,
why
10 or something?
Why do you hate me?
No, he's 2.
He's 2.
Yeah, 2 years old.
I'm wondering if like when he was a puppy, if a child abused him.
Oh. Well, maybe this is the sound of Edward licking Betty's fingers.
Sorry, because I had potato chips earlier.
Yeah, maybe so. Oh, that's it. Just eat potato chips around him all the time. That'll probably be pretty good. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But
what else do you want, peasant?
Wait. What are you calling me a peasant? Or what's happening?
Everyone's a peasant.
Yeah. Oh, this is something I need to let you know also, Ben. Betty has been full of beans lately.
Full of beans?
Yeah. She's completely... Oh, now that's Betty's friend. And Edward barks at any friend that Betty has, Edward will bark at.
Because Betty's friends are also children, and so Edward was probably abused by a child.
Yeah, I think you've got a really good point. Of course he's safe. He's safe from us.
Of course. And he's still learning that.
Yeah, I guess so. He's nude all the time now. Also. we don't let him or we don't have him wear his collar. And so he's just running around naked all the time. He's microchipped though, so it's okay.
Right.
If he runs away, the only problem is if he runs away, anybody who finds him is gonna say, "Oh, I'm keeping this dog now."
I've been full of beans because my friend's here. And he just makes me lose all of my brain cells.
Now, I want to point out that this is a different friend than the friend that I have complained about before.
Yeah, he isn't my friend anymore.
Oh, yeah. I had nothing to do with this, by the way. Well, I might, actually. I don't know.
Well,
to do with it?
No.
No.
I don't remember to which you were referring.
Oh, okay. There was a time, not last episode, a couple episodes ago, where I was complaining about this one friend of Betty's saying some things about the Holocaust.
What?
Oh, wait.
I don't remember that.
Maybe I was talking to you off the podcast. Just really quick, Betty had a different friend over. And he was talking about how, think that I, just because I like Germans so much, that it's something about, and then he said something about the Nazis, and I was like, well, you know, it's funny, because if you're from Eastern Europe in World War II, it's like, oh no, the Germans, and then, oh no, the Russians, it's bad, and then more bad.
Right.
So, you know, and... to which this child replied to me, yeah, in a lot of ways, Stalin was way worse than Hitler. To which I said, you should word that different. Or no, Hitler was better than Stalin. That was the thing. You should reword that.
What?
Hitler wasn't better than anybody. Everyone can be just as bad. Now, I know... adults that talk about these things, you know.
Can I leave now?
Betty, go play with your friend. That is good.
Yes!
Adults might draw that distinction and everything, and I think that this child's adult minders maybe had conversations like this around him.
Right. And he just gleaned, you know, stuff off the top.
Yeah. So anyway, no, but this is, I just wanted to make sure if I did in fact mention that on the podcast ever, this is a different person.
Ah, well, you may have, but I don't remember. I don't recall you mentioning that at all.
Well, what can I say other than, I believe you, and I can't trust my own memory many times.
If only everything we've talked about on the podcast is publicly available at goodylawrence.com.
Yeah, find out for yourself.
Well, you too can go back and see if Paul talked about one of Betty's friends on the show.
Yeah.
But not by name, we might mention.
Yeah. We never mention the children's names. It's just good business in general. Hey, Jennifer. Yeah.
Hello.
So, if I were to tell Andy that we would be leaving here in about 5 minutes, does that sound okay? All right. So, Ben, it looks like it is now 1 o'clock, and I am going to say... we will be there probably...
Oh, he's texting Andy again.
Yeah. In 5 minutes.
It only takes less than 5 minutes to drive to this library of yours?
Oh, we will be leaving.
Oh, leaving in 5 minutes.
That's better. We will be leaving in 5 minutes or so. Okay. And Jennifer, really quick, the old computer, mm-hmm. Is it still hooked up right now or? Okay.
Oh, is that how you upload your audio?
Yeah.
So when this setup gets all completed, are you just going to be, when we do the podcast, you're just going to be sitting in the basement talking into a microphone?
I think so. Hey, Edward. Hi. Hey. Okay. So, Edward, come on. Come on, Edward. Let's go. Edward. Oh, this is one of those cases where Edward doesn't want to come in anymore because he's caught sight of Jennifer.
Ah. I don't know what that means.
What's that?
Does he? Okay. He doesn't want to come inside.
Right, because he sees Jennifer and is like, "Oh, Why would I want to go inside when I can be outside where the woman is?
Gotcha.
There's a pecking order for... I'm the old standby. Like, he knows that if he hangs out with me, it's a good time. But Jennifer is the preferred person.
Right.
He would much rather hang out with Jennifer. And Ben, speaking of...
Paul?
Much rather hang out with Jennifer. it's that time.
Hey, it's that time. We've reached it.
Yes. I beg you, Ben, keep it wrong. Always.
Paul, do me a solid and keep it wrong.
I will, sir.
All right, and I'll talk to you later.
Until next week, when we find out how the hot dog was.
Yep.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Take care. Bye.